life has changed dramatically in the past year, because a year ago, nobody knew who the fuck I was. And when I was warming up to tape my very first stand-up comedy special, I did 4 shows in my hometown, San Francisco. And I was so excited. I was super pumped. And then I couldn't sell out all the tickets. So they had to put half of them up on Groupon. I know a lot of you are having a Chinese heart attack right now. Like, oh my God. You mean to tell me I could have seen this bitch a year ago for $10? Groupon, okay? But it was so depressing and demoralizing to see my face and my picture next to whale watching tours, teeth whitening services, and discontinued dildos on clearance. I was like, this is sad. And then fast forward to last year, my Netflix special, Baby Cobra, premiered Mother's Day weekend. Nothing like that had ever happened to me before. All of a sudden, scalpers were charging up to $1,000 a ticket to see me headline live. Over 300 people dressed up as me while I was pregnant in that striped dress for Halloween. And I was so happy until I realized that I have no interest in being famous. I don't. All I ever wanted was more money for less effort. I just want to collect checks in my pajamas. Play a piece of tofu in a Pixar movie or something. Yeah, come on, you see it. You know, the tofu got glasses, a lot of attitude. Sing some song about the joy of soy with Justin Timberlake. And my arch nemesis can be a piece of beef played by Idris Elba named Stringer Beef or something. I'm not even that famous, and already I hate it. I hate it so much. It's a burden. Occasionally now, I will be eating at a fancy restaurant and will get recognized by both the wait staff and the chef and think to myself, oh great, now I have to tip more. And I do have more money now. And now I make a lot more money than my husband by like a long shot. Well, my mom is very concerned that he's going to leave me out of intimidation. I had to explain to her that the only kind of man that would leave a woman who makes more money is the kind of man that doesn't like free money.
No, but Allie, he doesn't feel small. He's too busy living large on my new salary. Oh, but Allie, doesn't he feel like you took something away from him? Oh,
do you mean like the pressure to provide? Which I have lifted from his shoulders? He's chilling. He walks into work now every day, 2 hours late like this. Fuck you. Fuck you, fuck you, and fuck you. Fire me. I don't give a shit. My wife's rich, bitch. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, this
just an eccentric hobby for me now. It was not supposed to go down like this. Okay? I was supposed to be him. I'm supposed to be the one chilling. He graduated from Harvard Business School. I have a BA from UCLA in Ethnic Studies. Ethnic Studies is a major where you study how to blame everything on white people. It's not supposed to yield income. Nobody, no one could have predicted this outcome. So much so that before we got married, his family made me sign a prenup. It's true. And now, if we get divorced, their son is fucked. No more sashimi on a Tuesday. No more fancy Japanese toilet bidet where water comes out and Hello Kitty sings a song until your butthole's fresh and clean. Go back to drinking flat water, bitch! It is said that if you earn more in the relationship, then you are the breadwinner. I think my husband's the real breadwinner because he won a bread machine. Being a woman and the breadwinner is not all that, okay? Because you get insecure, you do, about having too much power. So then you overcompensate in the marriage by letting the husband have a say and... And then on top of that, you know, I get very insecure as being seen as like an ice cold workaholic mom, so then I'm the main caregiver of our daughter, too. And I'm exhausted. I'm overwhelmed. So now when my husband and I role play, I request that he call me a simple hoe.
Watch Ali Wong, Hard Knock Wife, only on Netflix.